This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Man, these calls have been great. We've got to take more calls. We've been doing it. I got into work a little bit late today, dealing with a whole bunch of stuff, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I just cannot believe that they're now admitting the official Vegas story isn't true. They're really walking it all back now, aren't they? And I notice they went from probably, let's not exaggerate, 100 publications or more a day lying about me, saying the shooting never happened or saying there were multiple shooters or saying, you know, things I did say, things I didn't say, to just basically almost nothing. They had the New York Times put out something that a bunch of people followed and a bunch of other media folks copied. But you could tell they are really weak. And they're waiting for the other shoe to drop because they made their own phone calls to their own sources, their own moles, like the guy running the FBI in Vegas, who our sources say is as bad as it gets. And they said, yeah, you might want to stop saying that about Jones being a liar, because we're not going to be able to contain it. They may make up some whole new story, but they know who. They knew before the body was cold and other bodies were cold who did it. And it's heartening to know there's good people in the FBI. But those are the people that actually live in the real world and pull triggers. The little Politico coneheads up on top are just a clique of social climbing yes men, and they'll do anything. So, yeah, if you just joined us, I'm going back to your phone calls. Adan Salazar's article is on newswars.com, and it links to the Associated Press saying the casino owner says the official story is not true. And the guy shot other people beforehand, everything we've been telling you. And he went to the Middle East just like we first told you. I mean, everything our sources told you. We're just crazy enough when the Secret Service says she's got a black ambulance and is having convulsions every 45 minutes. Just follow. Well, give me details. What's she have? Alex, don't worry about it. Just tell your audience to follow her around. You'll get her on tape. And a month later, she fell flat on her face having a convulsion. A week before, Millie Weaver and Gavin Wentz caught her collapsing inside a tent for an hour at one of her events with guys with medical stretchers. I mean, she's got a really tortured life. I mean, they got to roll her out quick, drugged up, roll her back out. Our sources don't want to violate federal law and give you medical records. They just said, Alex, people get brain tumors, and people have them removed in 2013, but a lot of times they come back. Hell, they might say John McCain doesn't have a brain tumor. That might be the next thing. So we broke that. And yeah, the Secret Service wanted Trump to win. Because Hillary and everybody treats him like crap. But it's the same thing. I mean, these are real sources. And now the sources have been proven super accurate. It just gets a little creepy when they call up and say, now answer our question. How did you say they're going to attack at 10 o'clock at night? And I'm like, I don't remember that. And they're like, no, here's the, I just meant like that'd be a good time to attack a big crowd, you know, during police shift changes. And that's how I do it. And they're like, oh. And they don't think I'm involved or anything. It's just, this is getting too weird for me, okay? I mean, this is getting really weird at this point. But I just love the media saying we made it up. What, I'm just going to get on air and say the hostage rescue team told us that they shot him and he didn't do it. Now that's coming out, and that they shot other people before, and the official story is not true, and that there was he went to the Middle East, and there was all this paraphernalia there, and all this Antifa and Islamic stuff, and, I mean, that really happened.
As most of you already know, I am a voracious consumer of news and information. And in the last 4 or 5 years, doing more and more research, I came across the fact that the elite, the establishment, is fully aware of the fact that our ancient ancestors, in many cases, had much better nutrition than we do today. And our ancient ancestors sought out the bones of the animals that they were hunting, killing, and then processing. And so I set out to develop caveman, but to not just have concentrated bone broth chicken, but 7 other superfood ingredients known for cleansing and supercharging the body at the same time. InfoWars isn't just fighting the globalist. We're getting results, and we're expanding in the face of the complete media assault and winning because of your support. Caveman is back in stock. People absolutely love it. So please secure your Caveman today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll free 888-253-3139.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
I've been watching, and I've been waiting. I'm your host, Alex Jones. We're going to go to Josh, Jesse, Dave, Andy, Kelly, and many others. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers today, as we normally do, so new folks get a chance to get on board and give us your view, your take on things. Hungary's leaders have come out with documents that are public, how the EU and George Soros plan to overthrow the entire European system to make it Islamic as an attack on Christianity because they're Satanist. And the government now is issuing emergency reports to the public detailing the Satanism of George Soros, his son, and the rest of their family. And there are photos of his son at satanic rituals. So you see, just suddenly everybody's going all the way. Sounds insane? Well, they are devil worshippers. So it's on. So that article is at newswars.com. Hungary declares Soros an agent of Satan. Hungarians battling former Nazi asset at spiritual level. Dan Lyman. See, as soon as we figure out it's spiritual, we stop losing, we start winning. The minute we run back to Jesus Christ, for real, not virtue signaling like these fake churches, but the minute we go back to Christ, the minute the hedge goes back up, the success, the providence, all of it goes back up. The globalists are constantly, just drop God and let us teach your kids and go along with us and let Mr. Weinstein be your boss and everything will be okay. Here's Pennywise the clown. He's going to take good care of you. He'll take care of your kids. The minute you say no to these vampires, they run for the hills screaming. Back to where they came from. We're going to go to your phone calls right now. And then coming up at the start of the next segment, powerful new video that Darren McGreen put together titled Hollywood's Message to Donald Trump. And remember, when they say Donald Trump, they mean you. And I'm not trying to get you to identify yourself personally as Trump. The enemy, when they see NRA, they think gun owner. When they see Trump, they think average American, black, white, Hispanic, Asian, old, young, that wants freedom. Now, I say don't just put all your eggs in Trump's basket or all your eggs in InfoWars' basket or all your eggs in the NRA's basket because I could be killed, Trump could be compromised, killed, the NRA could be overtaken, his board destroyed. Believe me, they've been after him behind the scenes. They've not been successful. But you got to trust in God. You got to trust in your gut. You got to trust yourself. You start trusting in your own good wits and the sense God gave you. The sense God gave you, that's God. That discernment. The enemy's easy to beat at that point. That's why they hate us so much, folks, because they know we're hundreds of times better, stronger, faster. We just don't seek power. That's why these spiritual midgets hate our guts, because you're strong. That's why they target the people that are strong. Any group you see being oppressed is because they're strong. And because they're the next target for takedown. The globalists have taken down most of the groups, and now there's one bastion halfway left in the globalist mind, in Hollywood's mind, and that's the Midwest. It's, and they say it's white because they want to get people to fight with each other, but it's just they mean Christian. And they've got a message for you of hate and despair and of curses. Why not just like Mike Pence did, just get up in that Colts 49ers game when two guys did their kneeling and all the rest of it and just walk out? Because you know what? Those thugs, those little nobodies, they need you. You don't need them. And that simple act of coming out of Babylon brings this system to its knees. So do it. Use the power you got. Shop with the good guys. Promote the patriots locally and nationally. Support the good little church that's telling the truth, not the big mega one that has looks so nice and makes you feel so good. And there's all these neat people to meet. I mean, all these big mega churches are swinger clubs. You know that, right? You want to go pick a woman up, just like that, go to a mega church. You want to go swinging, it's where you go. Folks, I'm not saying that to be mean. Everybody that goes to them knows that. Or they're stupid. They're country clubs. They're not real. They're people that want to hedge their bets. You know, they say Hillary Clinton goes to Christian church, doesn't really pray to God, but just goes, and then also goes voodoo stuff, devil worship. She says she doesn't even know what's real. She's such a robot. She's just betting. She's just hoping. She's just in the dark. Aren't you glad you're not that spiritually cut off? John in New York, you've been holding a long time. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Josh,
I apologize. I told him to move that screen closer. I can hardly read it. Go ahead.
It's all right. How are you doing, Alex? Good to talk
to you. Good, brother. Thanks for holding.
Quick question. Before I get to my question, I just want to say that Harvey Weinstein tape, that is the creepiest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Didn't it sound like God. It the clown trying to get Georgie into stick his arm in the drainage ditch?
It really did. I just can't believe how these people would actually talk to somebody like that. It's just amazing to me. But anyways,
well, I had Hollywood, a bunch of big names, and the system tried to get me involved, and I was like, no, thank you.
No, it's just really weird out there. I like staying out in the country. I'm in New York, but I'm in the country too. So,
hey, the New York country is beautiful. Some of the prettiest places in the world.
Oh yeah. So my question for you is: I've noticed, and I've been looking around online and stuff, and I can't find this. Right after the shooting, before the bodies were even cold, they started saying it's the biggest mass shooting in U.S. history. Do you know yourself how many people were actually shot of the dead and injured? Are we just
it was 500 plus, and it was 59 dead. It was 58. Now it's 59 dead. But truly, I mean, if you want to call it mass shooting of people unarmed, it would be wounded knee. That was as high as 300. So it's the biggest mass shooting in modern history.
Well, what I was asking was, of the injured and the dead, were all of them shootings? Because I'm sure I don't see it all being shootings with the way the crowd was running out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. I mean, remember the famous Rolling Stones concert where hundreds of people got trampled, a bunch of folks died? That one person got, stabbed, and somebody got shot. Then the crowd stampeded, and that killed. How many folks did that Rolling Stone deal? Wasn't that out in Nevada, too?
It was Altamont, I believe, and the Hell's Angels were the security guard. I think that's the one you're referring to.
Yep, the Hell's Angels were the security guard. So where is that?
Altamont. I'm not sure what state that was in. I know the name of the concert was Altamont.
Yeah, look up the Rolling Stones. There it is. The Rolling Stones Disaster at Altamont. Let It Bleed was the name of the album. And where is Altamont based? California. It's high desert, though, isn't it? All right. Well, thank you. It was California, not that. Really good points, Josh. Anything else?
That's it, man. Keep up the good work, brother.
Thank you. We're going to come back, intro this short video, and then go right to Dave in St. Louis, Andy in Indiana, Kelly in Wisconsin, and then Jesse in Tennessee and others. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. This is one incredible time to be alive, and you're not a spectator. You are a soldier on the field, whether you like it or not. So please spread those links. Newswars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. You are the resistance.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Chad here, owner of Infidel Body Armor. With the shooting in Vegas, there will be calls to ban guns and body armor. You can expect prices to rise dramatically in the coming weeks as gun grabbers try to outlaw your freedom. If you don't have your armor kit yet, you are behind the curve. Don't miss your window of opportunity. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs lights wet wood, floats, and can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency or camp stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils 20 ounces of water in under 3 minutes with controllable heat and temp from 425 to 1500 degrees. Free shipping. Go to InstaFire.com and use discount code RADIO30 at the 3 times for 30% off your order. InstaFire. Fire in an instant.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNWellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNWellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNWellness.com.
You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, or what I call InfoWars Live. We're now on air 10 hours a day live, day and night, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. when I go live here at the same studios in Austin, Texas. And then Owen Schroeder comes on at 3 o'clock Central with the War Room, with all the great contributors that are part of that transmission as well. You know, I think we really should have a Hollywood Rapes America contest. Mike Cernovich called me last night or texted me and said we should have, just like my Bill Clinton's a rapist contest that was so successful because of you out there taking action, change the world, change this country, change the planet, change our future trajectory for the better, clearly. He said you ought to have a Weinstein's a rapist. Harvey Weinstein's a rapist. $1,000 prize for anybody that says it to any major Hollywood star. Maybe $4,000 or $5,000 for those directly affiliated with Weinstein. Or on any national television show. And just how about Hollywood Rapes America? How about Hollywood Rapes America? Cernovich has got his hashtag boycott Hollywood. That's good. Daria put out on Real Alex Jones, Hollywood is dead. Hashtag Hollywood is dead. And they've been dead for a long time, but they tried to kill America. They had to tell us how to be moral and let them sexualize our children. And we sat there and went along with it. And the NFL wanted to sit there and lecture everybody and use divisiveness. Your reign of bullying terror is over. And just because you idiots haven't figured it out yet doesn't mean it isn't the case. But I'm not like you that just declares things to act like we're in charge. No. I only declare something when it's true. And most of America, of every race, color, and creed, we're all one race, red blood, created by God. Know you're of the enemy. And are sick of Bill Clinton and all of you people. Soulless servants of Satan. There you see Weinstein trying to crowd in a photo with Trump. And I'm not saying Trump's perfect, but he's at war with Hollywood and they're at war with him. And what's that tell you? That tell you, man, he was Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus? I don't think he was as bad as Saul. But he's definitely been hit by the thunderbolt. And the enemy knows it. They know he's a new man. On a mission, fatalistic. And that's why they've got this message for Donald J. Trump. Here's Hollywood's message.
He's not a tough guy. He's a bully and he's a bitch.
He's a punk. He's a dog. He's a pig.
He can suck my f***.
He's a con, a potent artist, a mutt.
I'll meet him in a hotel room any other day of the week and give him a Louisville slugger.
I'd like to punch him in the face.
Kiss my mother f***ing ass, you bitch punk sucker.
Appears to be a water gun, and the image of President Donald Trump projected on a whiteboard. Art teacher Pale Modi has now been seen by countless viewers across the internet.
Yes, I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
You will not
come on. He's an actor dressed to look just
like President Donald Trump as he's assassinated on stage.
Pictures and video depicting comedian Kathy Griffin holding the bloody decapitated head of President Trump are no joking matter for the Secret Service.
The rhetoric that has inspired the violence has come from the mainstream of the Democratic Party.
They're involved in the coup, an active attempt to start a bloody civil war.
You're receiving this transmission.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
And they're scared. That's why they call themselves the resistance now. Plagiarists, frauds all. We're going right back to your calls. But understand, they're all teleprompter readers. They're all script readers. So Hollywood reads what the moguls, what the elites that own Hollywood want, what the communist Chinese and the Islamicists that together control Hollywood. That's right. The sellout scum in Hollywood completely sold out. And then Soros even got caught wanting to overthrow Israel itself. And I only say that because I'm not a defender of Israel. I'm not a hater of Israel. It's a complex country just like America and decadent just like we are. Big problems. I don't hate Israel. But it's so much more complex. You have the Arabs and China controlling Hollywood and a bunch of rich, Israel-hating, leftist Jews selling out to it. And then the Soros documents are how they're going to overthrow Israel and America and side with the Muslims, the most radical forms of Islam. That's the real battlescape. That's the real players. The corrupt Vatican, hijacked by the globalists. The corrupt EU, Saudi Arabia, Wahhabism, allied with Hollywood, mainstream media. I said I'd go to your calls, and I did in this segment. I'm a bad person. Who's been on the longest here? I'll get to one. Dave in St. Louis, you're on the air. What do you think?
Hey, Alex, first-time caller. Appreciate it.
Welcome.
My take on everything is, with the hotel shooting, I don't know, I've stayed in hotels before. I've heard people above me, and I've heard people below me. Where are the other guests in the hotel? Why aren't they being spoken to by the media? I mean,
the whole thing reeks. What do you think?
It does. I think it's all cover up. It's probably either Antifa, ISIS, CIA, maybe all of it together. And I don't think we'll ever know the truth, man. I doubt it.
Well, I agree with you. And what do you make of them having to back off now and have the hotel owner, everybody say, okay, we've changed the timeline, and the hotel owner says no one's being told the truth. I mean, this is huge. This is like in the Associated Press, but notice it's not getting any coverage now.
Exactly. I mean, everyday news that you watch when you wake up to have your coffee, neighborhood gets shot up or something, what do you see? You see eyewitnesses, you see people that hear everything going on, and they're the ones being interviewed. You don't see that. They're shutting it up completely, man. They are.
Well, that's, you know, before the 90s when there was a terror attack, they'd cover it up so it wouldn't give the terrorists what they wanted. And I just think...
Well, Big Brother can't do that now.
Exactly.
You and I have the capable means to show the world what the truth is.
So what are they going to do now, Dave, as this all comes out?
They're going to divert attention to something else. They always will.
Like Weinstein. Like Weinstein.
Exactly.
Like Weinstein.
And Trump's calm before the storm. You know, it's all cover up. And on the idea of him being radicalized, I can tell you firsthand, you need to look at the prisons in the United States. I was in it for 2.5 years. I watched people get converted over to Islam. They push it on them because they know they're going to get out and do the same damn thing over again.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's what the prisons are, is giant Islamic recruitment centers. Thank you so much, Dave. Great points. Andy, Kelly, Jesse, I'm going right to you on the other side. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure, deep-earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Look at the latest Ben Garrison graphic that's on NewsWars.com and InfoWars.com. It's a cartoon Bill Cosby and a cartoon Bill Clinton. Man, he captures how evil-looking Bill Clinton is. Incredible. I don't see what all the fuss is about. You did nothing wrong. And then there's Weinstein right there, dead center, in the middle of the shot. Look, his only crime so far in Hollywood is that he wasn't raping small children. But don't think for a moment that that isn't going to come out. Because in the sociopath, psychopath, elite maggot class, you don't even get entrance or entree into what they're doing unless you want to prey on the innocents. And there is a global revolution against that. The tide of people waking up is coming in. Because there's a lot of lazy people in the world, but there's also a lot of sociopaths and psychopaths that like to feed on people or just don't care. And then there's folks that do care that get manipulated by the psychopaths and sociopaths using news to make us guilty and do what they say. But as people that do have conscience wake up, as that unfolds, the enemy begins to go into full panic. What was that? You guys put amazing stuff on screen all the time. They put a news article up about the pedophile that Hollywood embraces a director. I didn't know that. Put that back up for me, please. Looks like John Wayne Gacy, but it's not. The pedophile director embraced by Hollywood. That's the Daily Beast, and then let's read about it. Filmmaker Victor Salva was convicted of raping a 12-year-old boy, but his new film, Jeepers Creepers 3, is now playing in theaters. Why is Hollywood giving the monster a pass? Well, what does the Daily Beast gives Hillary Clinton a pass? But see, now they're starting to report on it. Yeah, that's just this month, just a few days ago, because they understand the tide's turned. Salons even pulled down all their pro-pedophile articles. Yeah, that was this month. They had articles up there with men, with videos of five-year-old girls dancing in front of them, talking about it's okay if they want to have sex with them. I mean, imagine the warped evil. But again, they went too far, see? Let's go to your phone calls. Let me see. Andy's been holding the longest, and Kelly, Sean, Jesse, and others. Andy in Indiana, you're on the air. Thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks for taking my phone call, Alex.
Thank you.
Wanted to let you know you are such a breath of fresh air when it comes to any type of media people could listen to today.
Well, I'm just like you. I'm a regular guy that has a show, bro. We're just here looking at a pile of pedophiles scum in Hollywood and saying we're done. Bunch of steroid head spoiled brats. SJW is funded by Hollywood and the NFL saying they hate everybody, so we hate them too. I mean, it's all just basically that we started pulling away from them, so they're freaking out trying to bully us back into submission. Go ahead.
Can't agree with you more. I just wanted to tell you, I started listening back in February when you were on the Joe Rogan podcast, and I've been a listener ever since, and I think that's important because the first time I heard you, you were uncensored, unfiltered, and I really got to know that you have sources. You say it as it is, and to be honest, being able to get out on more platforms like that, I think is only going to help grow the info war because I'm an average American, right? I'm a mid-20s, smart guy. When I hear you, I really connected with you. And I want to talk about something else. I don't know if you guys just saw in the Drudge Report, but there is a pharmacist that delivers drugs directly to congressmen and women. And it says that women have Alzheimer's. Have you seen that on Drudge yet?
Yes, I have. It's very powerful. We have our own story about it as well. But here's a story out of Stat News from Drudge Report. An old-school pharmacy hand-delivers drugs to Congress, a little-known perk for the powerful. And it goes on that a lot of them have Alzheimer's, yeah.
I tell you, that's a dangerous disease. My grandmother died from that. And I'm going to tell you, if anyone in Congress right now suffering from that disease, I think the American people should know about that.
No, I agree. What do you make of this big story?
Well, you know, I think that, and I don't know the pharmacist and what compliance he has to have from client-patient privileges, but I would assume that our government would be able to bring him behind closed doors and talk to him and say, we need a list of people that could possibly, you know, because there's huge responsibility for these people.
Well, look, sir, they all exempted themselves from Obamacare. They exempt themselves from some taxes. The EU bureaucracy that's unelected, but just put in power and rules, it's tax exempt. They don't pay the same taxes that people living in EU countries do. I mean, That's what I mean about all this. They just hope it all stays in the bureaucracy and stays complex and we don't look at it. But great point. Glad you brought that up because they brought me that story about an hour ago. Here's another one. World War III. North Korea claims Trump has lit the wick of war, threatens hail of fire. Yeah, they keep saying they're going to preemptively attack us. We're just supposed to put up with it. Again, I don't want war, but I mean, it's a repulsive, evil, disgusting communist dictatorship with a third generation royal running it. I mean, I'm going to throw up. It's like if Harvey Weinstein had a country. Yeah, his dad used to have Japanese women kidnapped that he wanted and smuggled back so he could have sex with them, rape them, in a seven-story rape compound he had there in the North Korean capital. I mean, who could make that up? Who could make any of this stuff up? It's like, well, what? What? But we just put these people in power and just have them run everything. Thank you, Andy. You know, Joe Rogan is a great guy. I like Joe. He's really smart. He's been successful out, you know, on television and on UFC, that's revolutionary in a lot of ways. And then he's been in some big movies. And he really is critical of Hollywood a lot. He had a lot of courage exposing pedophilia and stuff when I was on his show. And he said, hey, I want you to come back home before my new studio opens. But the new studio hasn't opened. But he wanted me on, I think, like September 1st. And then he just said, well, I'm a little busy, maybe later. But, I mean, I don't need to go out on Joe's show to be successful. He just got a lot of heat, and they did censor some of his shows over it, I think threatening him. I'm not saying he's scared to have me on, but I'm not the person to ask to go back on Joe's show. I'll go on there anytime, anywhere, I'm ready. And it was his number one show in history, about double any other one, the number one podcast ever. So, of course, I shouldn't come back on. I mean, if something's number one, you don't ever want to have it again. So I understand. But the show definitely works together, and I'd love to have Joe on here anytime he wants to come on. He's a busy guy, though. He does comedy a couple nights a week. There's a lot of other stuff, but... There you go. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to Kelly in Wisconsin and Sean. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay. I love the fact that Scripture says no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And I love how we get to use Facebook, Google, and YouTube and turn it around on them.
Exactly.
Use their very own. I want to touch base on a couple of things. One, I do forensic auditing. And you really struck me when you were hitting yourself on the head going, wake up, wake up. Well, that happened to me.
Really?
A few months ago. And I'm going, this just does not make sense. So what I did was I went back to the point of Hillary losing the election. What transpired from the day after Hillary lost the election? Because they've been in power for decades.
They dug in. They refused to leave. They just went crazy.
Crap moment. They got 72 days to clean up 20 years plus of trail. And how are they going to make their plan come to fruition?
They're going to turn it around and make it an investigation about Trump.
Well, that was a distraction. We all know that. But you're absolutely, your callers have been nailing it since I've been...
Well, hold on. I went to you late. I want to hear this, Kelly. Yeah, because I said earlier, we're like been asleep, a sleeping giant. And they thought as they were hitting us on the head and whipping us that it was keeping us in line. We were asleep. But the hitting us in the head finally woke us up. We're like, what are you doing? So, yeah, that's how that works. Go back with Kelly, then Sean. I'm going to get to everybody here today. And then who we got hosting that fourth hour? I bet it's going to be good. Stay with us.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas? Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42.
4424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Dr. Carolyn Dean wants you to have a free chapter of her new book, The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition, and it's available at magmiracle.com. In your free chapter, Dr. Carolyn Dean explains how magnesium is essential to support the structure and function and overall health of your body. Your free chapter is your guide to learn how to support your heart, bone, metabolic, lung, and mental health with this powerful mineral. The Magnesium Miracle Second Edition is available on Amazon, but right now get a free chapter at magmiracle.com, spelled M-A-G-miracle.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I'm going right back to your phone calls and more news here. Roger Stone's got his plate loaded, host of the fourth hour today. That's coming up here in just about 10 minutes, 13 minutes on the clock. Just briefly, it has changed the world that individuals are funding libertarian, Americana, common sense, conservative, Christian media. Most of the big top grossing films now are Christian, and they're outside the Hollywood system. Even though they're not perfect films, nobody's perfect, it's breaking their back. So it's not like they're imploding and everybody else is imploding. Whole new systems are rising as the NFL scum, as the Hollywood trash, as the globalist controllers that use these spectacles that we thought were Americana to control us. They've now shown themselves they are naked enemies. And the Libertarian Revolution, the Patriot Revolution, the Trump Revolution helped manifest all that. So we can have a clear confrontation with these people. But as mad as they are, folks, they're planning mass murder. They're planning Helter Skelter. They're planning Charlie Manson, 1969, virtual army of unidentified assassins, mass shootings, death, murder. They thought October 1st would signal that. It hasn't. The whole official story's collapsed there. So now more important than ever, please pray for InfoWars, number one. Number two, spread the articles, the videos, the links. We're not perfect. We're trying hard. And the information the enemy hates. And nothing can stop you, word of mouth, spreading the word. Just keep doing it. It's having a huge effect. And also, getting a CNN is fake news shirt. I know you know that, but you'll meet like-minded people. You'll spread the word. You'll get out in the field, outside of cyberspace, and actually start networking. Get an InfoWars.com baseball cap. Got some new great ones made by Richardson, my favorite design therein. We've got X2, 40% off, the great good halogen that blocks the bad halogen to a great extent. We've also got the 50% off the nootropic brain force. That's still going. That'll have to end soon. We've got 40% off BioTree Selenium. Those are the specials at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And, hey, just sign up for AutoShip. Get 10% off on things like Selenium or X2 or Brain Force and get an additional 10% off. You can cancel for free anytime you want. And we have free shipping as well at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com when you have orders $50 or more. So, again, it is the money you're putting in that funds it all. We have the fluoride-free, impregnated with colloidal silver and iodine, super blue toothpaste for adults and children, and so many other great products like Embers Essentials at InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. Okay, let's go back to Kelly in Wisconsin. Thanks for holding, Kelly.
Hi. I wanted to point out, isn't it amazing how there's so much civil unrest and white fascism when Barack Obama is half white? He never embraced the fact that he's half white. And he basically stole.
Which just means he's half human anyways.
Right.
How is your half black, half white? It's like, you don't look at some beautiful woman that's a mulatto or whatever and say, she's half black, half white. That's a beautiful woman. I don't look at some woman who's exotic. You can't tell if she's Asian or Brazilian. You just know they're gorgeous. They got red blood, my dear. But go ahead.
About a unifying effect that could have had on America. What a vehicle to unite America.
Oh, absolutely. I didn't even like McCain. He was so bad. So I was neutral. I didn't like Obama. But I thought maybe the left at some level really does want to have unity. No. They use it as a weapon to make things worse. And you're absolutely right.
Well, and Hollywood played an integral part in it because all of a sudden you came out with the color purple, Django Unchained. They remade Ruth.
They made hundreds of movies that were totally historically inaccurate. Exactly. Pouring salt in the wound, Kelly.
Absolutely. And then they're using the music, the hip-hop, rap, the heavy metal, et cetera.
And they do exactly what the corporate owners say. Talk about slavery. Everybody's enslaved by this Hollywood, and we're coming off the plantation. Just like Moses out of Egypt. God bless you, Kelly. Let's move to some other folks here. Great points. Hey, some folks are holding a long time. We can take 50 calls at a time. The good news is I'm taking a lot of calls today. Been wanting to do that. I'm getting better and better here, so I'm proud of that. Sean in, I'll give myself a gold star. Sean in Pennsylvania, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Thanks a lot for all your products and your for everything.
Thank you.
I recently stumbled onto something which I'm very ignorant on, and I'd like your take on it because I respect your historical knowledge, and it may touch on everything from pedophilia, devil worship, money manipulation, and mostly to U.S.-Russia relations.
It's basically psychopath rule. So there's a lot of stuff psychopaths are into, devil worship, pedophilia, raping women. It's just it's bad guys. It's the real 1% are 0.1% that are genetic psychopaths. Go ahead.
Can you give me some historical background or your opinion on the existence of the Khazarian Mafia, their influence in our world today? And finally, are they the globalist group which does not want U.S. and Russia to unite because through history, Russia has been the driving force against them?
You know, there's big historical and genetic testing debate about, what was it, Kessler that wrote The 13th Tribe? Is that the name of the book? And I read that book like 20 years ago, and then I looked into, you know, mainline study, and they've done genetic testing of Ashkenazi Jews in Russia versus Sephardic Jews, and they still found that they have genetic background shared. But yeah, the Sephardic are the more Middle Eastern, you know, Israelis. You know, you see, they're like have darker skin and always tend to like be more handsome, just on average, tall, dark, and handsome type folks that look more Middle Eastern. But they still have some European background back from when what you call European stock was in the Middle East, and that's kind of what those tribes are. And it just gets really complex. You have what's Georgia today was the Khazarian Empire that converted to Judaism. That did happen. And then it was more kind of almost like a gypsy group almost that said they were Jewish. So there's some truth to that group, but then to say that they don't have any connection to the other group when some of the Jews came to the area and they actually had intermarrying, it's a complex issue. But it is true that the Bolshevik Revolution, Alexander Solzhenitsyn wrote about this, was financed by a lot of big New York banks, but also the British Empire had been wanting to get rid of their Russian cousins that were actually German. So the King of England and then his Russian cousin were almost identical in the way they looked. They were both from the same German Saxe-Coburg-Gotha line. So it's a huge historical subject. They've been allied with England in World War I, but then they double-crossed them after World War I and actually wanted to get rid because England had a lot of wars with Russia. So there was kind of that cousins feuding. But it is true that there had been a lot of Jews that had come to New York who had thought they'd been persecuted by the Czars. When they got hired, about 100,000, mainly Jewish folks, were put on ships, shipped over, and then hundreds of millions in gold, which this is all mainline history, in to invade Russia with Stalin's train of gold. He'd been just a Russian bank robber and stuff, but he helped kind of run some of it, to then overthrow Moscow itself. So there was that component. But you don't see that historically added that the British Empire was quarterbacking the operation. But they did use Russian-speaking Jews from London and New York City to take down Russia.
What I was reading was that the Jewish religion was overtaken by a bunch of devil-worshipping clans from Khazaria.
No. People always conflate things. It's just not that simple. You have the Babylonian captivity that happened twice. And you had other captivities where the Jews were like super right wing straight up, and then they got captured by the Babylonians and then wrote a bunch of new, not the Torah, that's the Bible, the Old Testament, and we have the Christian Second Testament to that, so the merger of Judaism and Christianity there in Christ's new deal. But if you look at what happened with the Babylonian captivities and others, then that's when they came out with these new books and a lot of things, and that's where the occult came from, not from the Georgians.
Do you think that some of this occult stuff that remains is what's taking over some of our government?
Well, but I don't want to say it's a Jewish satanic conspiracy. Before Christianity, everything was occult. They were doing human sacrifices, bro, in the year 2000, when nobody'd seen a Jew in England or whatever. So every culture from the Aztecs to the Celts, to the British, to the Visigoths, to the Ostrogoths, to every tribe was human sacrificing. And it depended in time. Whether you were in the Pacific Ocean or whether you were in ancient China or Africa, people were shrinking heads, drinking blood, cutting hearts out. There's always been psychopath groups that get in charge to do that. But absolutely, the media will cut this out of context, I don't care. Absolutely, after the Babylonian captivities and other things, Judaism then, in some of its sects, adopted, what you'd call classical black arts. But then you could argue Masonic stuff is that, going back to Solomon's Temple and all the wives he took on, and you can say that Judaism was corrupted at that point. But every culture has been, quote, corrupted by the occult, because that's all that existed pre-Christ. We'll be back. Ladies and gentlemen, stay with us.
ProPure Water Filters. Most trusted, most tested. Right now you can save 25% on the ProPure Nomad Gravity System. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer for details. That's P-R-O-P-U-R.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.